What's up, guys? It's Jamie Grace. Welcome to my podcast. I'm a professional singer. Look me up, iTunes, Jamie Grace. Some great stuff. I'm going to jump into today's Instagram DM question. Yo, I don't know what. Oh, I had sugar. I was trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And then I remember I had like half a brownie and I'm like, oh, yeah, it was a bad idea. Here's the question. She says, hey, Jamie, I'm going to jump right into this. I have liked this guy for 9 months now. And a few months ago, we went out with our youth group to, I won't say where, it's a theme park. And on the ride home at 12 a.m., he started holding my hand. And when all of our friends were sleeping, and I told him I liked him about 6 months ago. After that happened, and he told me he was not ready, so neither was I. But then I asked him about it last week, and he said that he likes another girl. Can I change his mind? Okay, couple things here. Let me just answer your question. Can he change his mind? Maybe. Who knows? You might kiss him and sparks fly. Should you try to change his mind? Nope. Nope, nope, nope. I like how that sounds in the mic. Also, it is true. Nope. You should not try to change this boy's mind. He's interested in someone else. He likes someone else. He's not trying to date you right now. He's not trying to date you. Let me finish that, fix the sentence. He's not trying to date you. The end. I think sometimes it can seem really harsh when you say things like, oh, he doesn't want to date you, or oh, he doesn't want to text you back, or oh, he doesn't want to hold your hand, blah, blah, blah. But man, we got to get real about that kind of stuff. Because I think the more we do things like, maybe he'll want to date you in a few months, maybe he will, but that's not what you need right now. And that's not the question that you're asking me right now. You're not asking me about a few months from now. You're asking me about right now. And the reality is that maybe, just maybe, well, it's very likely that you can't change his mind. And I would never encourage you to try to change his mind, especially not on something like this. You know, the hand-holding situation, it seems really interesting to me. I mean, I would just love to know what was up with that. Because, and you know, you guys are going to be like, okay, Jamie, you're super old-fashioned, you're super, you know, conservative when it comes to dating, so of course you're going to be, like, fishy about that. But, like, okay, here's the thing. I want to just propose an idea, right? This is not a rule. It's not necessarily my opinion, maybe it is a little bit, but it's a proposal of an idea that I want to give you. What if there were things in our lives that were privileges? What if we valued ourselves in a way and we loved ourselves in a way so that things that may seem like a given, that if anybody wants them or wants to do them or wants access to them, they can just go for it. What if those things we decided, I'm going to put boundaries around this. I'm going to put restrictions around this because I want you to have to earn it. I want you to have to work for it. So, like, let's take handholding for a second. Let's just talk about it. Let's just go there in a conversation. Handholding is great. You know, even if your hands are maybe a little bit sweaty because you've been outside in the heat. Maybe somebody, you know, they've been working out in the yard. They've got a couple calluses. I've got a lot from playing guitar. But you love somebody. That kind of stuff doesn't matter. Handholding is really sweet. It's just a great situation. So let's take handholding as our example, right? It's a great thing. Now let's think about other great things that happen for high schoolers and college students, because you said you're in youth group. So I'm assuming you're, let's say, 14 to 20, right? I'm assuming that's somewhere around your age group. So other things that are great for your age group are like getting an A in school, getting a raise at your job. All these wonderful things in life, people have to earn it. People have to work for it. You don't just get an A. Unless you're, you know, I don't know, teacher's pet, is that still a thing? And teachers just give out grades to people that they like. You don't just get a raise at your job. It doesn't just happen. You don't just get a job. You have to earn it. You have to do a job interview. You have to do an application. For good things in life, you have to work for them. You have to earn it. And you have to show that you're worthy of it. Show that you're going to take care of it. mean, before, have any of you guys ever bought a car? Do you know how long it takes to buy a car? Y'all, it's a whole process. It usually takes like half a day or a whole day, whether it's a used car or a new car. You got to do a ton of paperwork. You got to show them that you've paid a bill before. You've got to, I guess, like running credit and all this stuff. So many things. If you want to get a hotel, like you have to like do all this paperwork, you know, show them that you have an ID, show them that, you know, if you have a reward system, like, yes, I've gotten points before. I know how to use this stuff. Everything in life you have to work for. You have to earn it. So why in the world does this little boy get to just hold your hand? I don't care if he likes you or not. Did he earn it? Did he work for it? Because if anybody's just up for hand-holding, I mean, think about how awkward that's going to be when you're at school next time. You're just walking around school and people just reaching out, holding your hands. Be like, yes, we heard it's hand-holding with you today. We just get to hold your hand for fun. He don't just get to do that. Now, I'm not saying that hand-holding is a sin. Oh, my goodness. Do not tweet me and say Jamie Gray said hand-holding is a sin. I will block you. That's not what I said. I'm saying it's a wonderful thing. And I feel like he should have to work for it. Because clearly he didn't value it enough to actually try to pursue a relationship, because a few months later, he likes somebody else. He has moved on. And that just shows that he did not value what he had. Because if he valued it, if he saw it as a potential relationship or as a relationship, if he valued that physical connection, if he valued it, then he would have had the decency, the maturity to be able to say, I'm sorry, I'm interested in someone else, instead of you having to go and ask him. And then he tells you. He didn't even have the decency, the maturity to tell you himself. You had to ask him. What are we, five? We can't just go say what's up. When you're an adult and something awkward happens, you go and let that friend know. You tell them, hey, this happened or whatever. When you're five, your mom has to say, were you coloring in the living room? Did you pee all over the floor? He didn't value it enough. So what I would encourage you to do, try to change his mind? Nope. I want to encourage you to start valuing yourself enough so that something as simple as hand-holding has to be earned. It's not just a thing that happens late night on a bus when everyone is asleep and you're feeling some type of way because you got off of some roller coasters and your endorphins are running. I have a psychology degree. Don't make me go there. It's not just a thing. You don't just be like, oh, let me just hold hands. No, you don't just be holding hands with people. You can't hold hands with any old person. Try it. Next time you go to the grocery store, just walk up to somebody and be like, I want to hold hands. And here's the thing. He could have asked you, been like, hey, can we hold hands? And maybe you said yes. Maybe you're in a moment. You're feeling some, I get it, hearts and stuff. You start feeling some type of way. You're sweating in your armpits a little bit. You're like, oh my goodness, my diary is going to love this. You can't wait to Snapchat your friends later. You try to, you know, sneak a little selfie. Maybe he won't see the flash or whatever. I totally understand. I'm not bashing you. I'm not beating you up. I just want you to love yourself enough to where people are thinking about you like, you, that girl won't even let me hold her hand. You know, she don't even hold hands with guys if you're not dating her. You know, she won't even let you kiss her if you take her on a date. You know, she won't even make out with you if you're at prom. You know, that girl, she, man, I wasn't even trying to like go all the way. I was just trying to look, man. I was just trying to touch. I was just trying to, and she won't even go there with you. She said, I got to earn it. She says she's saving herself. She says she's waiting. She says she doesn't want to be married and have a list of people that she's done this with. She says she don't want to be married and have kissed half the football team. She says she doesn't want to be married and have held hands with 10, 15 guys from youth group, or three of them, or two of them, or all of them, or whatever. She says she's waiting. She says she's worth more than that. And how cool is it to be the girl that's like, nah, I'm worth more than that. You've got to work for this. You have to earn this. I know my worth. I know my value. You didn't break a rule. Let me just put that out there. There are no technical rules in like the, okay, you can hold hands as long as your fingers don't interlock. You got to hold them the way mamas hold baby's hands. No, there's no hand-holding commandments. that I know of and that I believe should exist. It's not a thing and it shouldn't be a thing. I just don't want you to try to change his mind. And I want you to love yourself enough to just know that, I don't know, man. I just want you to know that, like, it's okay to be like, nope, not me. Got to work for that. Got to earn it. And if people are like, well, it's just holding hands. Be like, well, man, I like my hands. And I don't know where yours have been. I don't know what you've been touching, what you've been sticking them in, where you've been putting your hands. Do you use sanitizer? No. Don't be touching me. Okay, guys, this is getting out of hand. out of hand. Cool. Thanks for listening to my podcast. You can, well, if you're listening via iTunes, you can click write a review. Tell everybody how not awkward this episode made you feel. I would love to hear your thoughts and opinions. If you're listening via Spotify, whoa, that is my microphone falling over. If you're listening via Spotify, can you click like share and share this to your Instagram story? Make sure you tag me, I'll repost you. That'd be so cool. And then if you're listening via Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, click call in and you can send an or message, whichever one it shows up for you. And you can send in an audio message. That'd be super cool because that way I can play your question on the air on the podcast and we can chat. But for now, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for sending in your question. I really do wish you the best. I'm sorry that he said he likes someone else, but you'll be okay. Trust me on that. You'll be fine. It might take some time, don't get me wrong, but you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Okay, bye.